while advising regarding bringing up children, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh writes that child should be taught to respect with whomsoever he has interaction with, meeting others with humbleness, and talking respectfully and in a very polite manner with everyone. Teach such habits. A few days ago, I went somewhere in someone's house. That was our first meeting. We also sat down for a while. The host called his son and introduced him to me. Now, the father was guiding his son that how he should talk and behave. But when we instruct and guide our child in front of everyone, then this way that child feels embarrassment. For example, if any respectful personality comes to your house and in front of him, if you start telling your child, oh, do this way, do that way, that child will definitely feel embarrassment in front of that personality. Well, it also depends how are you explaining and telling the child. Or if you do the same in front of your child, then he would copy you at some point. Yes, he would do the same. For example, your father comes to your house. Okay? Your father has come to your house. Now, father is also at home and grandson of grandfather is also at home. Okay? Now, as soon as grandfather entered home, father stepped ahead, kissed his hands. Because here you did so, you are son of your father. That is why you're kissing his hands, but your own son is looking at you. How are you treating your father? As soon as son will see his own father kissing hands of his father, he will also step forward and kiss the hands of grandfather. You would have this experience if you go to someone's house. Well, you can also include this in one of the teaching methods. Well, the example I was quoting, if you go to someone's house as a guest, then host comes and welcomes you at door. And sometimes host removes shoes before entering sitting room. The owner indicates that this is the place to remove shoes. Now, when the guest would look at the host removing shoes there, no guest will enter with shoes and would remove shoes there. And there are different norms in certain places like South Africa, and there are certain other countries where we travel, people that don't remove shoes when they enter homes. And guests can also walk in with shoes. No one minds. In other words, this practice is not considered bad as compared to certain other houses or some other countries. Different places, different norms. So it's a very common understanding. Children copy and do the same whatever they look at their parents doing. They copy their parents. If you can get time, you should keep your child with you. And by this way, you can teach him how to meet and greet others. Definitely, you will be able to teach him the right way of meeting and greeting when he will be with you, and you will demonstrate how to meet and greet people in a very polite manner. And you should also teach the child what is respect. Yes, sometimes children don't behave well and they show very rude attitude, whereas sometimes you really get impressed when you meet well-mannered and well-behaved children. Definitely, these manners are taught by parents. I'm sharing my personal experiences with you, as I've personally seen how beautifully parents have taught good manners to their children. I'm not talking about young children, I'm talking about mature aged people. If father is about 60 or 65 years of age, then definitely children would be 40, 45. I've seen some really respectful and well-mannered individuals when they meet elderly or pious personalities. And kids also do the same. Sometimes their behavior and good manners are really impressive. And all this depends on parents. How do they bring up their children? And sometimes parents call children by force. Come on, they would say to the child to do this in front of everyone. And sometimes, unfortunately, what happens, they would say, sit down. And then they start mentioning and telling the mistakes of their child to that personality in front of their child. It's really not the right way to do. Metaphorically, this is the fruit of your own garden. It's fruit of your orchard, fruit of your own tree. Even if it is sour, yet why are you blaming your own garden in front of everyone? It is my humble request to all the parents who are watching me right now, never disgrace your child in front of any third person. If you want to discipline him, you can speak to him directly, not in front of others. And all the kids, they should also learn to respect others when they meet and greet. Respect within the limits of Islamic law and show respect and reverence. By this way, your own respect and your parents' respect will also increase. Others will say this child has etiquette, manners, has a good brought up. And further, Imam Ghazali Rahma guides that the child shouldn't be arrogant. He should be humble, down to earth. One should meet and greet being down to earth. We should always present ourselves humbled, because Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala does not like arrogant people at all. And he further says, we should make a child habitual of talking softly and in a polite manner with everyone. And this will happen when you will talk politely at home. Now, for example, if children are watching me, I would like to tell them, if you behave well with your parents, if you talk to them politely, respectfully, then definitely the same respectful attitude will reflect outside. And people will know about that. They will talk positive about that. And this will increase your own respect. This is what we need to teach to our children. Sometimes you would see your child is misbehaving. He's being rude to others. He's showing attitude. He's not being respectful. He's using foul language. When he would show such rude behavior in society, then definitely you would feel embarrassed in front of people. You should do tarbiyah at home, meaning you should guide and teach him at home. Like, dear son, you should meet this way, you should greet this way. Obviously, you would guide this way to certain age group, not to those who are too young. Obviously, two young children would have childish behavior anyways. But as soon as they start growing, and sometimes 4 to 5 years old, they also behave very well. People also respect and appreciate that this child is well behaved. So these are a few points that parents should teach to their children. That how to meet and greet with respect, how to remain humble and down to earth, and how to talk softly in a very polite manner. So these attributes should be taught to our children, and those children who are watching me, they should adopt these qualities within their personality. To respect elders and meet with them humbly and respectfully.